Today's shiur will be beginning on Daf Samachei Omid Beis, at the bottom of Maseches Bava Basra, Samachei Omid Beis. We are in the middle of a discussion. To recap, first of all, we will immediately notice our markings. You notice triangles at the bottom of Samachei Omid Beis. These are part of a back-and-forth discussion. The topic we were dealing with involves the identity of a vessel, a portable vessel, after it is attached to the ground. The nafkamina lahalocha was in the case of a mikveh. We saw a source which featured a firebox marking around it, a few lines up, the Sinor source, in which we saw an anonymous Tana that said that a vessel, if it has vessel status, namely it's a formed vessel, before being attached to the ground, and then subsequently attached to the ground, it does not lose its vessel status. And as a result, water going through that sinor would ruin a mikveh. The Gemara was asking, who is the anonymous Tana? It doesn't seem to be Rabbi Eliezer, and it doesn't seem to be the Rabbanan. In other words, the Gemara has this feeling that Rabbi Eliezer would be of the opinion that a vessel that is subsequently attached to the ground would lose its vessel status, its kli status, and be considered mechuber lekarka. When we talk about mechuber lekarka, there are many legal ramifications. We mentioned one already, namely the issue of kashrus of a mikveh. With this in mind, we now can continue. Three lines from the bottom. In the middle of the line, the triangle pointing up is trying to suggest that the following would be the Rebbe Eliezer that is not like the case of Tzinor. Parenthetically, often the Gemara seeks out the author that is like that which is stated in a given source that's anonymous. In this case, the Gemara is seeking out who the author is not. And as said, we suggested that Rebbe Eliezer is not the author of Tzinor. Let's continue. V'elo Rabbi Eliezer de Kaveres Dvorim. Rather, the Rabbi Eliezer featured in the source dealing with a beehive in the sense of a unit that is constructed with the purpose of producing honey. That's a Kaveres Dvorim. In this source, we will see a Rabbi Eliezer presenting an opinion that the Kaveres Dvorim, even though it is something that is of a vessel nature, but when attached to the ground, or possibly even on its own, it will have karka status. So, as such, this could not be the same opinion as the case of Tzinor. Because in the case of Tzinor, we saw a vessel, even if it's attached to the ground, it does not lose its vessel status. In this source, we're going to see Rabbi Eliezer holding that a Kaveres Dvorim loses its vessel status. The source, as you can see, appears in a frame. In the marking system that we are currently using, all Tanaic sources, whether they be Mishnayos or Brises, etc., are framed off to have them stand out and as distinct from Gemara text. So the source begins, Disnan, Kaveres Dvorim, a beehive, and the Rashbam adds a beehive that's attached to the ground with cement. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hare hi kekarka. It has land status. In other words, and this is what's significant for us right now, it loses its vessel status, and as a result of having land status, there are a number of halachas that follow. In the context of our shiurim, there is no need to dwell on the specific halachas. The main thing is to be aware that these are halachas, that these are laws that deal with things that have land status. And as a result, the kisvin ala prusbol. The prusbol is the document that enables a person to collect his debts from those who owe him money for loans even after the Shemitah year passes. This type of document can be prepared only if the Lova has land. Let us say the Lova owns a Kaveres Dvorim, so that's as if he owns land, and hence the Puzbul can then be prepared. Another halacha, the Eino Mekabelis Tuma B'Mekoimo. It would not absorb ritual impurity, Tuma. Land is not Mekabel Tuma, and likewise the Kaveres, because it has karka status, would not Mekabel Tuma. V'horoide Mimeno B'Shabes Chayev Chatas. One who removes honey from the Kaveres Dvorim when it's fixed in its place would be considered guilty of harvesting, the removal of honey being categorized as an av melocha. Let's glance at the Rashbam under the Gemara. V'roda mimeno keshiva mekoimo dainu mokom gidulo shel dvash. That is the place that the honey develops. Chayev hatos kishetolesh menakarka. Removing the honey from this fixed beehive is considered removing something from the ground. Amol the Rabbi Eliezer, we see from this, and this is dashed underlined here in the Rashbam because it's the main theme. According to Rabbi Eliezer, chokukoi lubasoif kavoi, that which was hollowed out, as in the case of the pipe in the tzinor example, that was hollowed out, namely it had a vessel status prior. Ulebesov kovon is subsequently affixed to the ground. Kikarka mashvile. Ubraisa deliel delo karebi lezer he. Let's continue in the Gemara. The Chachomim omrim, the Chachomim addressing the issue of the status of the Kaveres Dvorim, they say, Eino kikarka, the ein koisvin oleho prusbol, u mekabeles tuma vimakoma, v'horeide mimeno v'shabes potur, and that one who would remove from it the honey on Shabbos is exempt, because the Rabbonon, the Chachomim's opinion, is that kovoi b'karka does not mevatel the shame kli from it. By the way, the Rashbam that we didn't actually read inside, we left out the last four words of that particular entry. The Rashbam says that the Sinor source may very well be these Rabbonon, because you see, they are telling you that even though it was affixed to the ground, it nevertheless is treated as a vessel and not as as ground. However, what have we also said? We've also said that the Sinor source cannot be like Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara rejects that contention at this point. Notice the inverted triangle. In other words, if up till this point we were saying that the Tzinor source cannot be like Rabbi Eliezer, at this point we are going to say maybe Tzinor is Rabbi Eliezer. But if we suggest that, then we're going to have to account for his opinion in the Kaveres Dvorim. Why was he treating this vessel subsequently attached as ground? The Gemara explains. Hasam, in the case of the Kaveres Dvorim, Kideomar Rebelozer Taimo. The understanding of the Tana, Rebbe Eliezer, will be as explained by the Amora, Rebbe Elozer. Kideomar Rebelozer, my Taimo to Rebbe Eliezer. Rebelozer once raised the question of what is the reasoning behind Rebbe Eliezer that the Kaveres is considered Mechuber LaKarka, and hence Kekarka. Dichtiv, there is a pasuk, Vayitbol also Be'aeres Hadvash. Pasuk that's found in Sefer Shmuel describes is dipping his staff into a Ya'eres ha'dvash. Dvash we know is honey. Ya'eres is a forest. Ma ya'ar ha'toilesh mimenu b'shabas chayav chatos. Just like a forest, one who removes a branch from a tree that grows in the forest is guilty of meleches Shabbos, and hence chayav a korban chatos if he's b'shogeg. Af dvash ha'roide mimenu b'shabas chayav chatos. So too the removal of honey from the unit in which it develops, namely the kaveris devorim, will also be chayev achatas. So as far as the understanding of a kaveris being viewed as karka, that's something unique to a kaveris, but we cannot expand from that to all vessels. We're up to triangle number 3 with the point up. Once again, we're trying to show how the tzinor source cannot be like Rebbe Eliezer. The Tzinor source suggested that a vessel, even though it's attached to the ground, does not lose its vessel status. Rebbe Eliezer seems to say that it would lose, and that would be witnessed in the following source. El Rebbe Eliezer de Daf. Daf is a shelf. Tisnan. Daf shel nachtoimim. A shelf that one finds in a bakery, naftomim or bakers, shekovoi v'koisel. One had a shelf, and then attached it to the wall. That's called mechubal karka. Rabbi Eliezer mitaher. Rabbi Eliezer says that this shelf will not be mekabel tuma. Something characteristic of ground. Ground, as we saw before, is not mekabel tuma. V'chachomim mitamim. The Chachomim, though, say that even though it was attached, it still is Mekabel Tuma. Let us take a look at the Rashbam in the middle of the medium section. The Chachomim Mitamin, the Lo Botil Legabi Karka. The affixing of the shelf to the wall does not cause it to be considered like the Karka. The Tikun Hadaf Shemachlikin Oisoy Lekach. The preparation of the shelf, the sanding down, making it useful. Hu b'mekoyim chakikas atzinor. That is parallel to the case of the hollowing out of the pipe. The tikun mashvi lo gemar kli lekabel tuma. The final touches are what makes it into a vessel, and hence subject to absorbing tuma, ritual impurity. Umidelo komiflig bein tikno ulebasov kavoy ubein kavoy ulebasov tikno. From the fact that this tana does not make a distinction between it being prepared and then attached and then subsequently attached, versus the case of attached in its raw form and then subsequently fixed, subsequently treated with the final touches. Almo le Rebbe Eliezer hakol tohor, all cases will be tohor. Lo shna chokikoy ulibasov kavoy, lo shna kavoy ulibasov chokikoy. We can safely say even the case where it was prepared first and then attached, it still will be tohor because of its being attached. That's as far as Rebbe Eliezer is concerned, and that's not like the case of tzinor. According to the Rabbanan, all the cases of the daf would be mekabel tuma. Amahayi brisa that tzinor d'leil the komiflig bein kavol b'soiv chokiko bein chokiko b'soiv kavoy. The case of the tzinor did make a distinction between being prepared and then attached, versus being attached and then subsequently made into a pipe. That source is lo Rabbanan v'lo Rebbe Eliezer. Doesn't figure to be either one of them. The E Rebbe Eliezer. If it were Rabbi Lozer, afilu chokiko lebesov kavo, even if it were first made into a vessel and then attached, toya lo lahachshir, he would have been machshir the mikvah, because we see Rabbi Lozer holds attaching makes it like ground. The e rabbanon, if the tzinor source would be like them, afilu kavo lebesov chokiko nami yipsol es hamikvah, even if it were attached before completed, and then only after attached did he hollow it out, that would also render the mikvah unfit. And yet, the source of Tzinor said the mikvah would be fit under those circumstances. And that's what the Gemara says right now. Money. the case of Tzinor, in light of having read this case of the daf, of the shelf, who would have authored Tzinor? E, Rabbi Eliezer, afilu chokiko lebesov kovo. If Tzinor would have been Rabbi Eliezer, then even the case of having been hollowed out, prepared as a vessel, and subsequently attached, the mikveh would have been kosher. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds, attaching to the ground is mevatel the shame kli. E, Rabbonon, afilu kovoi ulebesov chokiko nami. And on the other extreme, if the Tzinor case were to be like the Rabbonon, even if it were first attached in its raw state and then hollowed out to make a pipe, nami means it also would have passled the mikvah. And yet the source by Tzinor says the mikvah under those circumstances would not be passled. So once again, let's take stock of where we're holding. It seems that the Tzinor case has no author. It's not Rabbi Eliezer, and it's not the Rabbanan. The Gemara responds, and notice how the triangle flipped over, suggesting, not like we just said, Li'olam Rabbi Eliezer he. The case of Tzinor could be like Rabbi Eliezer. And what would his opinion be? As we've written in, that Hodet Tzinor we've written in between the lines, Shechibor Lekarka Eino Mevatel Shem Kli, that Rabbi Eliezer himself would hold, attaching to the ground, does not eradicate its vessel status. Ah, so why in the case of the shelf did we see Rabbi Eliezer Matayer, namely that it lost its vessel status and became like land? The answer is, V'shayni pshute kliyetz, the tuma de Rabbanan. The case was a wooden, flat shelf. That's called pshute kliyetz, flat wooden vessel. That was the case of the daf, of that shelf. The tuma that flat wood absorbs is maximum at rabbinic level. So that the maximum level of tuma severity that pshute kliyetz could ever achieve would be the rabbona, with some very specific exceptions, but that's not the topic of our discussion. We'll work with the assumption that pshute kliyetz midoraisa on a Torah level are not mekabel tuma, and only midrabbanan are mekabel tuma. Therefore, since you're starting off with a low level tuma possibility when it's detached, now you go and attach it to the ground, it will lose all tuma status. If that be the case, we just drew a distinction between the circumstances of daf versus the circumstances of tzinor. The circumstances of the daf of the shelf, we said, were tuma de rabbanan. The case of the tzinor, where we saw that the attachment does not have any effect on its status, that's because we're dealing with tuma de oraisa. That raises a question. Nichlal de shiva. Shiva means drawn water. We indicated in our previous discussion that all water that's destined to a mikveh, even if it be rainwater, which is kosher, if however it passes through a vessel, it renders it unfit. That's called mayim she'uvin. The process would be called she'iva. So it would seem then that the concern in the tzinor case is a concern on a Torah level. Hence, the attaching didn't help. Didn't help to mevatel the shem kli. But that's a problem, categorizing she'iva on a Torah doraisa level. Veha kaimolon de rabbanan. But we know that the invalidity of water that's drawn is a rabbinic concern, not a doraisa concern. If that be the case, then it would have the same level of concern as the daf, which we said was the Rabbanan. Notice in the markings, by the way, we've dashed underlined the expression the Rabbanan. On Omen Aleph, you notice that when dealing with the Kli Eitz, at the bottom line, also there was a dashed underlined the Rabbanan. The purpose is to draw attention to connect the two cases. But by connecting and paralleling the two cases, we run into a problem. Why, in the case of Tzinor, do we view it with stringency? And in the case of the daf, we view it with leniency. And a further problem. The ode. Ho'omar Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Chanino, bedaf shel mateches machlokes. the daf source, according to Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, the daf source itself was not the Rabbana, because it was dealing with a metal shelf. Metal is treated differently than wood. Metal, even if it's flat, is mekabel tuma. So, and it's mekabel tuma on a doraisa level. So the case of the daf is doraisa, and with that explanation, we cannot simply push it off by saying the daf case was the rabbanan, and hence we were mekil. No, according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, the case of daf is doraisa, and we saw there that it lost its status by being attached. And of course we have to point out that if one is going to try to use the answer that the Gemara gave just before raising this question, namely that the daf we thought was the Rabbanan and the case of the mikveh was doraisa, at this point then with Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, we're saying, no, the daf is also doraisa, just like the case of mikveh. So why is there a distinction? The Gemara goes on. Le'olam, notice how the triangle flipped over, because this is a response to the question that was just raised. Le'olam rabbonon hi. The case of sinor is, as was suggested, only the Rabbanan. If it's the Rabbanan, then why is it that by attaching the vessel to the ground, did it not lose its vessel status? The shiny We must back up for a moment to correct a mistake. The Gemara just mentioned the olam rabbonan hi, namely that the case of the tzinor fits in with shitas harabbonan. The case of tzinor being shitas harabbonan, what did the rabbonan say? The rabbonan said that by having something attached, as we saw in the case of the daf, we saw there the chachomim were metame. In other words, in the case of the daf, the attaching didn't have any effect. And we're saying here, the shiny she'iva de rabbonon, instead of saying, like we did before, shiny pshute kliates the rabbonan, we're going to say that the issue of the drawing of the water is in fact the rabbonan. As far as the daf is concerned, why were the rabbonan machmir? Because we were dealing with a daf that was made of metal. The Gemara asks, ihachi, if you're going to tell me that the case of she'iva is rabbinic, then afilu chokoko lubasov kovo nami. Then even if it were hollowed out first, the pipe were formed first and only subsequently attached, it should be kosher. The more answers, shiny hasam, deiko teiras kli olav betolush. The case of a pipe that's formed before being attached, we have to be stringent there, because it had a kli status before it was attached, while it was still detached. Let's take a look at the Rashbam. Umeshani hosam deiko teiras kli v'kol kach lo rotzu lahokel. The Rabbonan didn't want to be extreme in their leniency. De'ein l'chosh she'iva gedoyla mizu. This is a real case of she'iva, so to speak. Hoyo v'avi shem kli oleo kodem shehukba b'karka. Since it had a status of a vessel before attached to the ground, v'ilo chashvis le'kli, if you don't consider that, even though it's been attached, to be a vessel, butlu gezeirosam legamri, then there would be no remnant of the rabbinic ruling that she'iva is not kosher. Hence, they had to preserve their original ruling that she'iva derabbanan ruins a mikveh, and hence, if it's formed as a kli before being attached to the ground, it does not lose its status. That's it, once again, only to preserve the idea that there is a psul shiva. However, if the kli is first attached before it has a vessel status and then made into a vessel after it's attached to the ground, that the rabbanan would be metaher. So, as we've seen, the case of the daf is a metal daf. Hence, the attaching to the ground does not help. And that's why the chachamim are metama, because you were dealing with something that had tuma d'oraisa status. The case of the tzinor, the rabbanan were able to make a distinction between kli and then subsequently attached versus attached and then subsequently made into a kli, because that realm is rabbinic. As you can see, there's a slash that indicates a full stop in terms of the logical process that we have just been involved with, and we start a new issue. In this particular case, it still follows from the previous discussion. In a general sense, we're going to be dealing with tuma and tara as far as vessels are concerned, and Hechsher the Kabbal Tumah, etc. Before we go further in the Gemara itself, let's take a look at our topic heading you find on the outside margin, the Nosei. Eich lahagdir itzroblin. How should we categorize the base of a grinder? Kitolush o kemachubar. Le'inyin hechsher zroyim. We want to know, does the itzroblin, though it's attached to the ground, does it have a din of something detached or something that's attached? With regard to the topic known as Hechsher Zroyim, what's that? Mei Gishomim Shechoshav Aleihem L'Hodiach Es Ha'Itzrublin. Rainwater was running off the grinder base. And as the rainwater was running off the grinder base, the owner considered this is a good opportunity for it to be clean, to be washed off by the rain. So hence you have runoff rainwater with the owner having positive intent with regard to the presence of this rainwater. Ha'im mayim elu machshirim oy loy. The water that runs off this grinder base, would it have the capacity of being machshir something lekabel tuma? That means making a food item subject to, if coming into contact with a source of tuma, the fruit would be mekabel tuma. There's a rule that one should bear in mind, and we've indicated here yesh litzayin de mayim machshirim. That water has this capacity of making a food item susceptible to Kabbalah's Tumah. When does the water have this ability? When the owner is happy with the presence of the water, when the presence of the water or the role of the water is to benefit something that itself is detached. However, let us say that there's rainwater that's running along someone's path. The path is a piece of ground, and the owner of the property is happy that the rainwater is washing off his path. That water would not be machshir lekabel tumah, because the approval of the presence of the water is not for something that is detached. So, again, we have to categorize the itzrublin. Is it considered ground or is it considered vessel? And the practical application of this question is, would the water running off of the itzrublin, the rainwater that's running off the itzrublin, be able to machshir peros the kabel tumah? inside the Gemara. Boy, Rav Yosef, May Geshomen, rainwater. Shechoshav aleim lahadiach es ha'itzdrublin. That the owner is thinking about it, meaning he's happy with the water as it's running off his itzdrublin, because it will in effect wash off this grinder base. Mahu lehachshir bohen es hazroyim. Would this water be capable of being machshir fruits to mekabel tuma? The question that Rav Yosef is raising is a question that we have to try to fit in to some previously known Tanaic opinions. The Gemara makes reference to that right now. Alibo de Rebbe Eliezer, as far as raising this question according to Rebbe Eliezer de Omar, that holds kol amechuber lekarka hareu kekarka lo tibo iloch. His opinion is that which is attached to the ground has ground status. Then there's no need to ask this question. Namely, it's obvious that it's not machshir lekabel tuma. Ki tibo iloch alibo de rabbonon di amri eino kekarka mai. The question would be raised according to the Shitas HaRabbanan that feel that something that's attached to the ground does not mean that it loses its vessel status. On the tzad, that it does not lose its vessel status, so then these waters would be machshir lekabel tuma, because he's happy about the presence of the water for washing off something that's a portable, that's a vessel, that's metatalin, as opposed to karka. However, in reality, the itzrublin is attached to the ground, so there's still room to ask this question. The Gemara, after saying my, so what's the ruling? Teku, this question remains unresolved. With that, we will continue the next section of Gemara. Sholach le Rav Nechemio braid Rav Yosef. L'rabo braid Rav Huna Zuti l'nahar de'o. So Rav Nechemia sends a question to Rabo in Nahar de'o. He sends a, more accurately, not a question, but he sends a request. Ki asyo hach itso l'kamoch. When this particular lady comes to you, and we're going to be talking about a lady who's coming to collect money that's entitled to her because of halachas that apply to Yerusha and other financial obligations. He says that when this lady comes to you, agva isur nichsi afilu mitzrubui derechayim. Isur nichsi is an amount of money, or is a percentage of money, that a woman who is not married is entitled to receive from her father's estate. Min haTorah, when a person passes away, so his estate is inherited by his sons. However, there's a payment known as Isur Nichsi that a daughter is entitled to receive in anticipation of her wedding. So, Kol Zman, the father is alive, he pays whatever he wants toward her wedding costs. However, in the event that there's an estate, and we have to divide the estate amongst the heirs, the women that are not married are entitled to one-tenth of the available estate money in order to get married therewith. What is another point that needs to be emphasized? The money that is collected from the estate must be funds whose source is landed property. In other words, if the deceased left watches and coins and the like, that does not go toward the payment of this thing known as Isur Nichsi. what is the request that Rav Nechemya sends to Rabba in the Harda? He says that when this lady comes to you, enable her to collect her Isur Nichsi from grinder bases. That would show us that grinder bases have land status. Omar Vashi, Ki Avinon Be Rav Kana, Magvinon Afilu Me Amlo Deboti. Rav Ashi says that when I was learning by Rav Kahana, we would enable women to collect their Isur Nichsi even from Amlo Deboti. One of the explanations for Amlo Deboti is money collected from house rentals. The Rashbam, you can see right under the Gemara, Me Amlo Deboti, Mischirus Habotim, from the rental of houses, Dikimakarkoi Choshivlei. It's considered land, even though we're talking about cash, but it's cash that's generated by land. The schar mekarkoi, choshev mekarkoi. Schar means income from land, is considered like land. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.